Welcome to Happily Ever Grateful. Live happier through gratitude and stop whining about life. By Angela Hartley and presented with narration from Instafo. Section 1. The Minimalistic Approach to Happiness. Life's Bare Necessity. As Phil Collins sang in Another Day in Paradise, oh, think twice, 'cause it's another day for you and me in paradise. Oh, think twice, it's just another day for you, you and me in paradise. How many times a day do you feel like you are living in your version of paradise? That your life is complete and not lacking in the simple bare necessities to forget about your worries and your strife? Once? Twice? Too many times to count? Or perhaps not at all? Have you ever thought that all you needed was a little bit of gratitude, as old Mother Nature's recipes that brings the bare necessities of life? According to the Webster-Merriam Dictionary, gratitude is defined as the state of being grateful. Doesn't help much, does it? However, the Oxford English Dictionary gives a more concrete definition. The quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Nevertheless, you don't really need an exact definition for gratitude. Defining it would be limiting it. You simply only need to understand it as an emotion that is easy to feel. After all, even animals express love and gratitude. But if it is so straightforward, then why do so many people struggle to bring it into their daily lives? Gratitude gentrification. The question now is, how easily do you show gratitude? Do you consciously think about expressing or feeling it? Or does it happen spontaneously for you? Just like love, gratitude is an emotion that is frequently misunderstood, not often expressed, and not experienced enough. Just like love, gratitude is soul food. It can fill you with warmth and comfort that can create feelings of contentment and make you feel grounded. Just like love, gratitude creates a relationship of acceptance and an intent to nurture a person, thing, or experience. Just like love, gratitude is positive. It can create a lightness in you, erasing negativity in your mind. Just like love, gratitude is powerful. It has the ability to make you so blissful in a moment that you forget the world around you. Then you want a taste of that happiness all over again. So perhaps love and gratitude are closely related. Or perhaps they are the same. Something to think about. Just to feel glad to be alive, to be glad to have a job, to be glad to have a family, to be glad for the home you come back to, or the bed you sleep in, or the fill-in-the-blank yourself. There you go. Feel the gratitude now? Some of you might be saying no, and that's fine for now, because you will after we take you through the process of gratification, or what we should call gratitude gentrification. With all this being said, it's worth bringing up that this is a very fast-paced, interactive guide to practicing gratitude, and you will need to do the exercises to gain any benefit from it. So, are you ready? Let's begin without lingering. Section 2. Start from the inside to feel gratitude. Mindful maintenance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?